Hey everyone on Soundation. Tonight we're discussing the Carol Glover To Be Beautiful remix contest that just passed. I think to start this off, we just should just go around and say who's here. I'm gonna start off by saying Bass Frog here. Really tired, but made it anyway.
Oh, I'm Crack Deco, Bass King of Soundation.
I'm Elizalde, Glitch King of Soundation.
Debatable.
No. Zephyr here.
The mono badass.
Crescendo here.
Crescendo is here as well.
And so is Thomas and Kale, but, you know.
They're kind of not speaking.
Okay.
I don't know if they're speaking, but yeah, Callum Hood and Tom Bell and Jelly.
Silent but deadly.
They said they were silent but deadly.
Words of Cal.
So, topic discussion on the top five tracks for the contest.
You know, for me personally, I definitely think everyone in the top five, Wyatt probably came with the artist for me. Maybe a tie between Wyatt and Elizalde, but I don't know. The thing is with Backbones, it's great. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know. That's his comfort zone. You know what I mean? That's what he's always done. That's what he's always been good at. I would have liked to see him try something different. Because as soon as I knew Backbones was going to do remix, I'm like, I already pictured exactly how it's going to sound. And as soon as I heard it was exactly how I thought it was going to sound. Not that it was bad or anything. But,
I agree.
Like, it was just like, yep, that's exactly how I pictured it. Exact same type of intro, build up, drop, all of that. But, no, it wasn't a bad track by any means.
No.
He did his thing.
It was great.
Backbones did his thing.
Personally, I preferred Backbones' track over everything, but that's, you know, I'm a dubstep kind of guy, so, you know. Dubstep is priority over everything else.
Elizalde's remix was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was just too quiet.
True.
You know, Andres.
Andres
actually commented on that track, and he was actually really impressed with the mastering.
He said mixing was really impressive. He said that where was it? He said cool. If you were to take this to a proper mastering studio, they wouldn't do very much to it at all. He said, just bring the overall level up a few decibels.
Which, you know, that's huge.
Yeah, it's a real solid mix.
That was a great compliment.
Not that I've ever heard Andres, you know, post a solid mix himself. But, no, I'm sorry.
we're playing Andres.
He's going to hear this and be like, oh, baseball. No, I mean, it has been, you know, I mean, 4 months, well, almost a year since he's ever posted something. I mean, I know it's been like 9 months for me, but I mean.
Yeah, why are you talking?
Yeah, but,
So what?
I have less time. He's actually, his last legitimate track was Chill Out, and that was a year ago. And I don't know, the mastering on that is a little debatable. No, I'm just...
Okay, so what do you think of Visuals remix?
That was personally my favorite just because it was so unique.
It was pretty
unique.
It was really different from what I expected Visuals to do. I would have expected him to do like a Melbourne bounce thing because that's kind of what he does.
Yeah.
It was definitely very, and it was different than everything else. It was like set apart from everything because I didn't listen super closely. I couldn't tell if there was either dissonance or tension in the chords. Mm-hmm. It didn't flow completely with the vocals.
Yeah.
But it sounded really cool because it gave the whole track kind of a grimy feel especially with the sound design in the drop.
Tom was asking who came fifth again, and the person that came fifth, Shibuki, I felt like he really had an interesting trap remix as well.
Oh, yeah.
it kind of threw me off because I never heard of this guy. When I first heard like the first 10 seconds, I'm like, I don't know. But I liked where it went. It's actually really creative.
Yeah.
It was nice. I liked it.
It was refreshing.
I'm going to put this in here. I'm going to speak for Callum Hood for a second. He wants to tell Visuals that his drop was sick and that, you know, the build-up needs some work, but he really liked the drop.
I mean, it definitely had a lot of potential. I could see why I didn't win, but I could definitely see why it was a lot.
Yeah,
definitely.
For sure.
I think a lot of times, I think a big factor though in this was that we only had a month to do it, you know?
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah.
That was one thing I really did not like. I felt like, especially for a song like that was kind of harder to work with vocals that weren't really, in my opinion, very well. You didn't have a lot of really good vocals to work with. Whereas like with previous contests, yeah, especially like with other contests, the vocals were a lot easier to work with. Only 1 month, there was no way for people like me. There was no way I was going to be.
Yeah, I already knew that.
Or at least on like a winning level, like there was no way, in 1 month.
I was boned up.
Back ones, on the other hand, I don't know how he does it, man. Does this dude sleep? Like he just, I don't know if he's like.
He said he did it in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it, man. Backbones, he works real hard, and that's why he gets the credit he deserves, man.
Yeah.